Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Okay. So, we're dealing with similes called upama. There were basically two varieties. For a complete simile, there should be four elements present. The upameya, or what is the thing that a comparison is being made for, like someone's face. The thing it's being compared to, like the moon. The common quality that they share, like the maybe effulgence, and a word that expresses the idea of like, similar. So if all four elements are present, it's a purna, or completely manifest upama. Otherwise, it's lupta upama. The purna upama, complete, was also divided up into six subcategories. First of all, looking at the word that expresses like, there are two different groups of those words. Some of them are considered literal, and some of them only secondarily expressing the idea of like. There's a list of each kind, and the tadita suffix iva, not iva, vat, I'm sorry. The tadita suffix vati, vat, meaning like, goes on both lists depending upon which sutra it's defined under, which meaning it has. The tadita suffix vat, can either be literal shabdi or arti, secondary, because it can have two different meanings according to the grammatical sutras. Radha's face is like the moon is actually considered arti, if I have it right, tatra tasya. Yeah, that's considered arti, that's considered secondary. But if you say the effulgence of Radha's face is like the moon, well, it's not like the moon, it's like the effulgence of the moon. That's actually the literal use of vat. Tatra tasya is the sutra, and the sutra for Tena Tulya expresses Radha's face is like the moon. The face is like the moon, rather than the face is like the something of the moon. Anyway, that's a slight complication about dividing up the words that mean like into literal ones and secondary ones. That makes two categories. And then this similarity can be expressed using a word that means like, but it can be used as a separate word, or it can be used as a word in a samasa, or it can be expressed through a tadita suffix. So you get 2 times 3 is 6 categories of purna upama, complete upama. Now we have to look at lupta upama, where at least one of the elements is missing, is not expressed. What can be missing is the dharma, the ivadi, which means whatever word you're using to express like, that can be missing. The dharma, the common quality, can be missing. The word that says like can be missing. The upamana can be missing. Or two of them can be missing. Or all three of them can be missing. And what's not mentioned here, that sometimes the upameya, what, like the face that's being compared to, can be missing too. So all four elements could be missing. I don't know, then you could ask what's left. But we'll see the examples. Now, first of all, then we have to break this down into all these different cases, considering all the combinations of what could be missing, and look at how many subdivisions of each one of them we get. So, and examples will be given, but let me just run down the whole subdividing, because that's the way the author does it. He gives you all the subcategories, subcategories, and then he gives you all the examples. Who made? I have a file that I made, yes. Okay. Okay, but I think we should still discuss it. You can look at the file if you want. Okay. That's an outline I made of the whole chapter. Okay, but it doesn't actually give... Oh, it does. It gives the karakas, but nothing more. Just the karakas. And reference numbers to the paragraphs to look at. But okay, you can see it. You can see it all in an outline form if you have the file. That's my outline of the chapter. Of chapters 7 and 8. I think on the top of the page I have the karakas, on the bottom half of the page I have an outline. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, let me read the karaka here. Now, okay, first we consider what if just the dharma is missing? That's the first situation to look at. Well, how does that divide up? How many different ways can the dharma be missing? The dharma is the common quality. I'm not asking. I wasn't asking for. We'll see what. Let's let Kavikarna Porter answer it. Dharma lope kramenaisha purnavat shadvidochita kintu taditaga shrauti luptayam neti panchada. Yeah, you did read what was there, but you only read half of the verse. When the dharma is missing, remember the dharma means the common quality. Taking it one possibility after another, just like in the case of the porna, we have six divisions, dividing it up the same way. But there is this category of shrauti taditaga shrauti, which would mean you use a word iva that's in the second group. Of not primary meanings. And it's a tadita. Well, the only case I know of that is vat, when it's by the sutra Tena Tulya. Like the moon, chandravat. Her face is like the moon, chandravat. That is considered shrauti. And if you use a tadita suffix to express it, you can't do that in the lupta. You can't do that when the dharma is missing. And here's an example why. If I can find it in Vishnu Chakravarti. Hold on a second. She gave a good example. Where is it? Okay, yeah. Take this verse. Tvadananasya madhuryam lochananandi chandravat. Oh, shrauti, not arti. Okay, this is the case of literal use of a tadita. Okay? And that would be the vat, meaning vat used according to the sutra tatratasya. Good. I don't know. Sometimes he just modifies a verse slightly to create a new example. Okay, so then it's almost the same verse. Anyway, here's the verse. Tvadananasya madhuryam lochananandi chandravat Akshnoscha tavadlalityam rade nila sarojavat. Okay, now here, we're using vat, okay, in the literal sense, which is the sweetness of your face is like... The sweetness of your face gives pleasure to the eyes. Lochananandi is an adjective, neuter. Chandravat, like the moon. Oh, wait a minute, that means it gives pleasure like the moon. It doesn't mean it's like the moon directly. It means it gives pleasure, like your face gives pleasure like the moon. Okay, that means you're not, it's more like an adverbial vat than an adjective vat. That's considered shrouti, literal, okay? Literal. Yes, this is shrouti. This is literal. Shrouti is literal, where it literally means like, rather than a word that can be twisted to mean like. Okay, are you ready? I'm waiting for you. Sorry? Yeah, primary. The word is shrouti. So I'm taking it to mean little. It's exactly what it sounds like. Shrouti. I'm waiting for your attention. Okay, go ahead. But, okay. Well, maybe just listen to what I'm saying. Okay, well, go ahead. Find it. Okay. So in this example, the sweetness of your face gives pleasure to the eyes like the moon. Now what if you threw out gives pleasure to your face? Then you're left with a statement, the sweetness of your face is like the moon. That doesn't make sense. It's one thing to say your face is like the moon. Then you can figure out, well, it must be sweet like the moon. It must be shiny like the moon. But if you say the sweetness of your face is like the moon, that doesn't match. Unless you actually express the common quality. So therefore, when you're using a tarita that's in the literal category, in other words, when you're using this vat, it's the only one in the category anyway. When you're using the vat, meaning it's something like, it does something like something, adverbially, it doesn't work if it you can't figure out what it means if you don't express the common quality. Therefore, the sixth subcategory of Tadityaka Shrauti can't be used when the Dharma is missing. Therefore, you only have five possibilities. Okay, any question about that? Yeah, right. Is the what? No, it isn't, actually. Lochananandi is the samana dharma. Yes, madhurya is a dharma. It's a quality of the face. But actually, the quality of the face here is the upameya. The quality of the face is like the moon, is the statement. See, there are all sorts of dharmas you can find. A sentence can be loaded with different dharmas, qualities. But we're talking about the common quality that the upameya and the upamana. Here the upameya itself is a quality, but it has the quality has a quality. The common quality is a lochananandi. That's it. Here we're comparing the sweetness of the face to the moon, which you can't literally do. It's like trying to, count apples and, compare apples to bananas. They're not the same thing. Okay, yeah, something that doesn't match. Well, there's something in between that bridges the gap, and that's the expressing the quality of the moon. I mean, the common quality. The sweetness of your face is pleasing to the eyes just the same way the not the moon, but the charm of the moon, the madhurya of the moon is pleasing to the eyes. That part is missing, so it's sort of figurative. Yes. No, but that would change the whole setup. Then what would be arti? It would be arti. And arti tadataka dharma lope arti tadataka is allowed. You're allowed all five possibilities are there except for this one. Vat can mean two different things. The two different sutras. Tat tena tulya is actually defining the shrauti meaning, the arti meaning. A is like B. Or A, the something of A is like the something of B. And then you say A is like B, but you mean the something of A is like the something of B. Go ahead. Yeah, or you can use like adverbially. I'm sorry to introduce this. You're not Americans, and you wouldn't be familiar with it anyway. But there used to be a commercial on television, very famous commercial. They say Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. There, Winston is the name of a cigarette. Tastes good like a cigarette should, and grammarians got upset about it. But actually, it's proper usage in colloquial American English. Like is being used adverbially. It's not that Lincoln is like Winston's like a cigarette. It is a cigarette, but it tastes good as a cigarette should. But they use like. Yeah, and if you say times like a banana, you know, or times like an arrow, then you don't know what you're talking about if you leave out the quality. Fruit flies like bananas. Okay. I don't know which category that's in. Can we move on? Anyway, we'll see the examples, okay? Let me just rush through all the categories, and then we'll look at all the examples. We have to get five different examples for these five possibilities. When the Dharma is missing, okay, now, there are different kinds of, Ivadi lopa. What are the ways that the word expressing like can be missing? One thing is, instead of using a word like that, like, you can use certain kinds of special tadita suffix, which imply like. There's some verbal, they're not tadittas, I'm sorry, these are kridanta suffixes that are applied to roots that make special participle forms or adjectives out of the roots. Actually, some of them actually make tinanta forms. I don't know. Did you study kridantas completely? Okay, let's see if you know these suffixes. Ever heard of kyach? Kyachi. I don't know. Maybe Jiva Goswami calls it something a little bit different. Example of it is. I'm sorry. You know it? I don't have, it's number 10 in my book. I don't have, no, actually, I don't have numbers for the karakas. He's numbering them by paragraphs. Kyachi karma darakrite. You have that? But let me just look at the example for a minute and tell you what a kyach looks like. Um, It's what? No, it's not Namadhatu. It actually makes it Kridanta. Here's a catch. Vaniyati. Vaniyati makes into a voice. It's not a Nama. Oh, I see. Namadhatu. Okay. Is it in the Karaka Prakaranam? I mean, Kridanta Prakaranam? Which? It's stored in the Akhyata Prakaranam. Okay. Because the reason why it is because the result of it is not a Kridanta, but a it may be a Kridanta suffix, but you end up with a Tinanta form, a declined form. A vaniyate, a noun is made into a verb, so that's not a Kridanta suffix. What is it? Just an Akhyata suffix. Yeah. Okay, it's an Akhyata creator, vaniyate. But there's a couple of others. We're going to deal with a kyach. And kyang, and quip, and namu. So kyach is like vaniyati. Now kyach can be done at least two different ways. It can have two different meanings. One is to express the object, karma. Another is to express the adhara, which I think is the adhikaranam, or the location. We'll see the examples of them. But you can use the kyach to delete the iva word, the like word, if the kyach is expressing the karma or the adhara. I don't know what else kyach can express, whether it can express karta also, I don't know. Now we have also the suffix num, or numul. Cerebral, no. Examples are, let me find it. Krishna's Chakorta Sancharam. Now this is definitely a Kridanta. This is turning Sanchar into an adjective. Krishna's Chakorta Sancharam is actually in undeclined form. It means moving around like a chakora bird. But it's created by the Kridanta suffix namul added to the verb, sanchar. And you get the undeclined form sancharam. And it means as if moving around like a chakora bird. Right? That's namul. Is it a Kridanta? Okay. Now, when you have numul, if it's expressing the idea, jai shi nimai nitai, if it's expressing the idea of subject or object, karta or karma, I don't know what the other possibilities are, but if it's doing one of those two, then it can be used as a substitute for the iva word, the like word, and you can have delish, you can have the like word missing. Also, there's the suffix kyung, which I think makes another nominal verb. Okay, now kyung, similar to kyach, but it makes an apmanipative form. Yugayate nimeshena, like that. Chakshusha pravishayitam, I think. Well, that's a Bhava Vacha, but Yugayate. I think that's a kyung. And it can express the idea of the subject or the object, or maybe something else also. But if it expresses subject or object, it can be used to avoid saying the like word, and then you have Ivadi Lopa. That makes five different kinds. Two ways kyach can be used. Two ways that numul can be used, and one way that kyang can be used. I'm sorry, only one way that kyang can be used. Numul can express subject or object. Kyani, I think, can only express. Anyway, kyani can be used. Maybe kyani doesn't have any subdivisions. Kyan. Okay, we'll see the examples of these. That's okay. Now, what about and then there's two more ways you can have the like word missing. I know I'm skipping something. I'm intentionally skipping it. Yes. What is that? Aha, okay. Adhikarana, yes. Okay, only karta, the kyan. So there's no breaking it up. Okay. Now, two other ways the like word can be missing. Ivadir anupadane dvaitam shat quip samasayo. You can use a quip suffix to imitate the iva and do without it. Or you can have certain kinds of samasas that can give the idea without anything that says like. We'll see the examples of those. That makes a total of seven different ways the word expressing like could be missing. Now, what if the upamana is missing? That's the moon, the thing that's the comparison. Somehow you express the simile without even mentioning the moon. Okay, that can be done with a... with the expression of the idea like being done within a complete, in separate words in a sentence, or through a samasa. We'll have to see the examples of that. Two different ways. Then also, now we get to more than one element missing. Both the Dharma and the Upamana could be missing. That can happen two ways. Just like the Upamana missing can happen in Vakya and samasa. That means that the comparison, the word like, is expressed by separate word or by a samasa. Also, if both the Dharma and the Upamana are missing, you have the same subdivision. Either a separate word can express the idea of like, or it can be expressed just by a samasa. Or there's a word that says like, but it's used in a samasa, not separately. Okay, please be patient. We'll get to the examples. I'm just going to go through the whole list and then go to the examples. I'm sorry, you need to understand where we are? In the text is number 13, Dharma Upamana Yor Lope. Dharma Upamana Yor Lope. Dvaitam Vakya Samasayo. Next 14, Dharma Vadi Lope Tu. When the Dharma, the common quality, and the word expressing Iva, those two are missing. Then, the same way, if only the Iva, like the last two of the seven kinds of Iva missing, of like word missing, it can be done by quip or by a special kind of samasa. You can have both the common quality and the word that expresses like missing. If you do it by a quip samasa or by using some kind of samasa, a quip suffix or some kind of samasa, then if you can have also, this is not, we only mentioned previously that three different elements can be missing, but here's the fourth element missing. The upameya can be missing. The face can be missing. Somehow you can describe that the face is like the moon without even mentioning the face. There's only one way to do that. And it says if you can use a kyach suffix to pull that trick. To say the face like the moon without even mentioning the face. You can do it with a catch. We'll see how the trick works. You can do it with a catch suffix. Then two more things can happen. I'm up to number 16. Dharmopameya lopenya. There's one other case where both the common quality and the thing that's the face that's being compared to, the upameya, is missing. No face and also no common quality. You can do that too. And the example will show how. And last, all three, which means the dharma, the common quality, the word that says like, and the original thing that's being compared to, the face, all three of them are missing. There's one way to do that also. And still have a simile that somehow works. Trilope to samasaga. That's only possible in a certain kind of, in a special kind of samasa. No, we're only, see, the list only, it didn't list upameya as something it can miss, can be missing. But then over here, in number 15, he did say upameya can be missing. So the other three that are usually missing are the dharma, the ivadi, and the upamana. One, two, or all three of those could be missing. That means those three, not the upameya. He just threw in the upameya as a special bonus. That can be missing also. Okay, let's run up a count. Evam dashai kadashacha lupta syad ekavimshati purna shareva tena syur upama saptavimshatihi. Well, if you count up here, you got 10 plus 11, which means 21 altogether. Kinds of lupta sama, a lupta upama. Can we count them? Let's see. We have five ways the dharma can be missing. Seven ways. Okay, five and then another five. That's the first 10. Five ways the dharma can be missing. Five ways the like word can be missing. That makes 10. Then two ways that the upamana can be missing. Another two ways the like word can be missing. That makes four more. Two ways that the dharma and the upamana can be missing. Two ways that the dharma and the like word can be missing. That makes 8 so far. 10 plus 8. And then the one way that the upameya can be missing. That's 9. One way that the dharma and the upameya can be missing. And then one way that all three can be missing. So that's 11. 10 plus 11 makes 21 kinds of different lupta upamas. And then you add 6 kinds of purna upama, you get 27 kinds of upama altogether. Make a big one. Put it on the wall. We can start looking at the examples. This may make things a little clearer. Okay, let's look at the different kinds of dharma lupta. 5 different kinds. Which is the one kind that can't happen? Shrati what? Shrati tadidaga is not allowed. Yeah, because you can't say the sweetness of Radharani's face is like the moon, Chandravat, because if you leave out the sweetness of Radharani's face gives pleasure to the eyes like the moon. If you leave out the gives pleasure to the eyes, then it doesn't make sense. You can't piece it all together. Then you just say the sweetness of Radharani's eye is like the moon. The sweetness of Radharani's face, excuse me. Okay, let's look at the examples of the 5 different allowable kinds of dharma lopa, dharma lupta upama. First example, Vakyaga Shrouti. We're going to use a Shrouti word to express like, and we're going to do it by a separate word, Vakyaga. Radhe Sundara Tangeshu Vagbangi Varanetava Manasi Prema Vaidagdi Satyam Vachmi Yata Sudayata. O Radha, the beauty in your limbs, Sundarata and Angeshu, are two separate words that are just combined by a sandhi. O Radhe, the beauty that is in your limbs, the variety that is in your speech. I'm sorry, Vagbhangi. The variegated speech that is in your mouth. The romantic expertise of love that is in your mind. So those are three things, the Sundarata, the Vagbhangi, and the Prema Vaidagdi. Okay, those are three upamayas. Satyam Vachmi, for truly I say, Sudayata, it's like nectar. Those three things are like nectar. So Sudha is the upameya. The Sundarata, the Vagbhangi, and the Prema Vaidagdi are the upameyas, the upamanas. Excuse me, I mix up the terms. The upameyas are the beauty, the variety of speech, and the cleverness of loving dealings. And they are all compared to nectar, which is the upamana. Like, okay, what's missing here? And then yata, we have the word yata. And that's Shrouti, it's literal and it says like. What's missing is the dharma. The common quality is not mentioned. But you have to figure it out. It's like nectar, what? Something that makes sense. Yeah. But it can be understood by implication. Maybe. There may be cases where there's only one, it's obviously only one thing. But it's got to be evident. You got to be able to guess what it is. Otherwise it doesn't work. Now, what about if you do this in a samasa? It's Shrouti. You can use, there are Shrouti words that can be put in samasas. Yata can't be put in a samasa, but there are other words that are literal, that mean like, that can, like iva, can be put into a samasa. You may not like that, you may want to just let it be a separate word, but the grammarians like let it sometimes be used in a samasa. In aluk samasa, where the suffix before it doesn't get deleted. It doesn't look like a samasa, but it's considered a samasa. And the same expression can be considered without looking exactly the same, can be considered not a samasa, two separate words. Example, this is samasa ga shrauti lupta. Bruvau tava danur late iva. Tadagrito lochane lasad madiradam pati iva. Purastayor nasika. Smireshu diriva spurat purata nirnamita do muki tadiya shikare nyadad bamiva kok priti bautikam. Buvau tava, your eyebrows. Dunner lute iva, like to. What are the latas? It's like the two strings of a bow. Lata is literally a creeper, right? What's the creeper of a... I guess it's the string of a bow. It's called the creeper of the bow. Danur lata. The dual form. And then iva, but it's considered a samasa. Here it's considered an aluk samasa. Danur lata iva. Like the two strings of bows. Is it strings? Really? Well, okay, no, but what kind of samasa dhanurlutta is it? Is it a dvandva samasa or a shashti tatpurusha? Is the lutta of a dhanur? No, the whole thing, all three, dhanurlutte eva is a samasa. The whole thing, so dhanurlutte also has to be a samasa. It's part of a bigger samasa. It's got to be some kind of samasa. It's not. It may be a dvandva samasa, a bow and a lata, but it's, or it's the lata of a bow. I don't know. Looks like Vishnu Chakravarti doesn't tell us. Lata literally means creeper. Lata. Agrata, we're not up to there yet. Okay, so the bow, it's like the curved shape of the bow is a lata. Is that right? The dhanur, it's a karmadarya. It's himself a comparison. The creeper, which is really a bow. Yeah. No, the bow, it's the bow that's curved. So the bow is it's a creeper-like bow. Yeah. Okay, see, what you have here is an upama inside the upama. Dhanurlutte itself is a samasa expressing an upama. It's an upam, what do you call it? Upamana purva karmadarya, where it's really a bow, but it's like a creeper, right? It's not really a creeper that's like a bow. It's really a bow that's like a creeper. A bow is like a creeper because it's curled like a creeper. So it's a the upam, excuse me for the complication, but the upameya is the dhanur and the upamana is the lata. But that's not what we're dealing with here. That's a separate thing. That's a samasa. We're here. We've got a samasa inside this, another samasa, dhanurlutte eva. Oh. Yeah, because samasaga means that the word like is expressed by a samasa. So the three words, dhanurlutte eva, make a bigger samasa. The first two words of the samasa are an upama themselves. But we're making a different upama on top of that, because inside the samasa dhanurlutte, the bow is being compared to a creeper, but now we're comparing the lady's eyebrows to this bow, which was like a creeper. But that creeper-like bow is now becomes the upameya, even though it's a whole upama with its own upameya and upamana. Ignore that and just take your creeper bow. And you're going to use that to be compared to the eyebrows. The eyebrows are like a creeper bow. Each of them like a creeper bow, and they have dual form. Like two creeper bows. The point here is that there's no dharma being expressed. And Vishnu Chakravarti said vakre, that's the dharma. They're curved. They're bent. But the word bent is not said, that's implied. You have to figure out, well, what's like a bow? How is an eyebrow like a bow? And you can figure, okay, they're both bent. That's implied. Here the dharma is lupta. And the whole thing's being pulled together, or the idea of like, which is what makes an upama, is being accomplished by a samasa, a literal samasa, because iva is a literal word, but it can be used in a samasa. Dharmalite iva is an aluk samasa. And then the verse goes on. Tadagrato, in front of that, okay? Like you got the face, okay? Here's the eyebrows. And in front of the eyebrows, you got a nose. So tadagrato, in front of the eyebrows. I'm sorry. First of all, in front of the eyebrows, you got eyes. He's got the eyebrows behind the eyes, and in front of the eyes, in front of the eyebrows are the eyes themselves, lochani. Lasat madira dampati iva. What is madira here? Madira can mean wine, but it also means kanjana, or a certain kind of bird. Wagtail, or some kind of, I don't know what the English word, name of the bird is, but that's kanjana, some small bird. So, and dampati is a husband and wife, a couple. So like a husband and wife pair of kanjana birds, madira birds. The sun shining. But madira, the sun, madira, dump, like two shining kanjana birds. And again, the iva is being used in a samasa. Dampati is, again, has its vibhakti. It's an aluk samasa. The dual ending is not deleted, even though iva is added on as a samasa. So the two eyes are like shining. Well, actually, here the dharma is not missing. There's the sun. Okay, so shining is not really the dharma here of comparison. It's a quality of the two birds, two shining birds, or. But the point of comparison is the eyes are trembling, unsteady, like the two birds. Okay, that dharma is unexpressed. And then further on, parastayo, in front of those two eyes is a nose, nasika. Smereshu diriva. Okay, smareshu dir, ishu dir, ishu di is the container for arrows, or in other words, what do you call it in English? Sheaf. Anyway, the thing you carry the bows in, the arrows in. Quiver. Yeah. Tuna is another Sanskrit word, or ishu di. And smeru ishu di is the quiver that belongs to Cupid. Iva, again, it's compounded. Although it's a nominative form, aluk samasa, still it's a compound with iva. Spurat purata nirmita domuki. These are adjectives of that Cupid's quiver, but they're not the samana dharma. They're the qualities of the bow. The bow is manufactured out of glowing gold, Cupid's quiver. And adomuki, it's upside down. Why is Cupid's bow quiver upside down? Because the nose looks like an upside down quiver, with the bottom, the top on the bottom. You know, as if all the arrows are going to fall out. what is supposed to be the dharma here? Manohara. Vishwanath Chakravarti already says the dharma is manohara, stealing the mind. Sorry. Oh. Anyway, this is not ordinary news. Tadiya shikare nyadat. On the tip of that, ka, who, kakriti, what very expert person, placed nyadat, bamautikam, a pearl. Who put a pearl on the tip of that nose? Bamiva, like a star. Okay? Bum is a star in this, from the sky. And again, the qualities. So what's the comparison? What's the common quality of a pearl on your nose, on somebody's nose, and a star in the sky? We have to guess. It's not expressed what the common quality is. It sounds right, but then you have to guess. You have to think about what's the common quality. Well, okay, they're both small, round, and they look small, they're round, and they're effulgent. What does Bishnot say? Doesn't say. He doesn't say what the quality is. But these are, I think, one verse, four examples of the quality, common quality missing, but you're using a literal word, iva, in a samasa. Yes. Ba, yeah, bagana. Yeah, but you know, first thing you're going to do is understand that the word ba literally means star. You're using some suggestion. You're going to the level of suggestion. But you can deal. You can handle this literally because you know that ba means star. No matter what the suggestions are, see, suggestion is useful and necessary when the literal sense is not adequate. But here, the literal meaning of star is enough to suggest shining. You know the stars shine. If you don't know a star shine, then you really don't know what a star is. Right, but the thing is, when you use words, especially words that have a rudi meaning, a conventional meaning, when you hear the word ba, you don't think shiner, you think star. What's the German word for star? What? I don't remember. Star. Stern, yeah. So Stern doesn't mean shiner. Zvezda doesn't mean shiner, does it? Anyway, so ba happens to mean shiner, but a person speaking Sanskrit, unless he's an etymologist, isn't going to think about it. So the first thing comes to mind is star. Whether you're speaking German or Russian or Sanskrit, when you say star, it doesn't depend in this case on the etymology. And convention is more important than etymology. The convention is simply that ba means star, even in other languages, if you use some other word. And a star is shiny. Unless you're in some solar system as a black star. Yes? Okay, but a natural speaker of a language isn't going to look at the etymology. Unless he's dealing with poetry where you're being tricked into looking at unusual understanding from the word. But the literal meaning is obvious enough here. Star, shiny star. Stree? Okay. Movie stars. Yes. The nakshatras are feminine. They're the wives, the mothers of Kartikeya. What about the other stars? The other stars in the sky, the other thousands of them. I don't know. Yeah. The Bhamiva is a samasa. I suppose it is. I'm not familiar when Iva can be samasta. I don't know what again. But I think all the Ivas here are compounded. No, dunner doesn't have an ending. Dunner, dunnus is the word. Yeah, yeah. It's just a Sunday change.
Yeah. So I thought the ending is there.
No, there's no ending there. Dhanusham. Yeah, but Dhanur has no ending. No vibhakti there. You had something? No. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have to stop. We've run over time. But go ahead. But that's the last example for today. Stree feminine form means star? With a long E. With a vowel E? Stri. Stri. Yeah. Okay, but that's a masculine word. Okay. Okay. Okay, any other questions? We can, if you're confused about any of this, we can deal with it next time we meet before we move on. Yeah. That's it. I hope so. Okay. I mean, that's the best I understand it. I can't clarify it any better, because that's I can't get any clearer focus than that. Okay. Yes. All right. Okay, so we'll continue. When's this class supposed to meet? Well, I'll try to get ready, but I have to do this. I have to read ahead further to continue. Oh no, actually, no. We still have more examples. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Friday and what other days? Okay, so tomorrow we'll have also. Hare Krishna, thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.